Hey, everybody, and welcome to Learning from Smart People. I am your host, Rob Oliver, and I want to thank you for being here today. And okay, I have to tell you, there are people that I find and people that I come across on the internet, and you guys know this, that there are stories that you just have to bring onto the podcast. When we did the Rent the Chicken people, it was like, this is a story I've got to hear about. But today, I am bringing you the pickle lady. And that's right. She is known as the Prescott Pickle Lady. Her name is Diane Bro, and her husband, Randall. Both of them have joined me here today. Diane and Randall, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's gonna be fun. Yeah. So let me just kind of give the backstory that Diane Bro is a realtor specializing in bringing out-of-state homebuyers to Prescott, Arizona. She makes delicious Cajun-style pickles that clients adore. Her team, the Pickle Lady Brigade, is one of the top real estate teams in the Prescott area. I think I need the backstory of where did the story of the Pickle Lady come from?
Well, it's rather unusual. We were starting out in the business, and our now partner, Janet Bissell Erickson, she's part of our Pickle Lady Brigade. We've evolved into the Pickle Lady Brigade, but she was sold us our home. And as we started out in our business, Randall and I, when we first started out, I said, what can I do to kind of separate us? And anyway, we started chatting, and she loves my pickles. And she said, you know, instead of handing out cookies at open houses, you should do your pickles. And I thought, that has nothing to do with real estate at all. Neither do cookies, but everybody expects a cookie at an open house, right? So anyway, I said, you know what? That's brilliant. I've been doing it for 30 years. I love to make them. I love to give them to people. So we just started making little tiny jars that we hand out to friends, family, you know, and it evolved from there.
Yeah, people started calling the office and asking for, I forgot her name. It's that pickle lady, that pickle lady. So our clients really named her that.
But it does set you apart in the marketplace. Obviously, you don't even have to, they don't know your name. They just know that you're the pickle lady. Right. And when you Google pickle lady, you're the one that shows up, which is genius. Okay. So let me ask this. How did you get into the real estate business? Is this something that you've been doing for a long time? Is this something that you just started when you moved to Arizona, or how did that work for you?
Well, we moved here to Prescott cold. We didn't know a soul and we loved the town. We fell in love with it. And I kind of had empty nests. So I said, I'm going to get a little part-time job at the local, you know, real estate firm, which I did. And then as I was sitting behind the desk, I was like, I love this. I think I could do this. I think I'd like to do this. So I went ahead and got my license. And then I would tell Randall, he'd come to open houses. And I said, why don't you get your license and we could work together? You know, hopefully we don't kill each other all the time, but
yeah.
So that's how it happened.
Well, okay. So that was my next question. And that is, do you find that working together is beneficial to your relationship or detrimental to your relationship?
At times, it's both.
At times, the business, it helps the relationship. Sometimes the relationship helps the business and vice versa.
Yeah. Now we know each other well, we have each other's back. It's been nice that we've gotten a third partner. So the three of us really, you know, she's a listing specialist, I'm the buying specialist. And so the three of us, we just bounce off of each other, and we're the superpowers. We try to bring all of our best talents together. So
what you just said, I really want to highlight, because that is super important to me. Listen, I'm a person with a disability, okay? So I've got some limitations, but what I have to come to understand is, if I focus on what I can't do, I'm pretty miserable. But when I take a look, what can I do? What are my abilities and how do I use those? When you're building a team like that, you're saying, what are the strengths of each of the team members and how do we use each team member's ability to move the whole thing forward? And I think that's just such an important message and such an important way to grow a team. So I'm assuming that there's kind of a division of labor here in which, can you talk to me about how did you decide who does what and kind of, Randall, I guess you're kind of the marketing guy in all of this. Like, how did you decide who, like I said, who does what and kind of what are the responsibilities?
Well, I think the skill set that the three of us have together kind of covers everything. And there's not a whole lot of overlap between any two of us. So in terms of who did what, it was pretty clear who should do what, because, you know, what I do, Diane can't, and what she does, I can't. So that was kind of easy. It was also easy, as even though we don't have a whole lot of overlap in terms of our skill set, we all get along well. So you know, we're different kinds of people, I guess, in that regard. But
they're very different than me.
Yeah, we all have kind of the same sense of humor, and we like each other's company. So
and trust. There's a lot of trust.
Yeah, a lot of trust.
And I think all three of us have a lot of integrity, and we knew that. It's not just amongst us, but it's also what we give to our clients.
Yeah.
Our clients know they can trust us. We will carry them to the finish line no matter what it takes. And we are always out for their best interests. We're not looking for a quick sale. Oh, you know, let's just get this over with.
Yeah.
You know, we really try to think of our clients and bring the best to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you do that, obviously, you know, you're going to get clients that are sticking with you because you're doing a good job for them. And when you put the clients first, the clients see that and they work on that. So let's talk a little bit about marketing. And, you know, you've got this unique position in the marketplace of being known as the pickle lady. Randall, can you talk to me about, like, how do you handle that brand? How do you decide, like, okay, we're giving out these pickles. People know who they are, know who we are. And how do you say, okay, this is how we want to be identified, and then, like, build that marketing brand?
Well, the first thing that your headline, your logo, your name, the first thing, all of those things, from a marketing perspective, the first objective is to get someone's attention. So I'm sitting at an open house. I'm looking out the window, and we have an open house sign across the street. And of course, it's branded. Everything we do is branded. It's got the Pickle Lady logo on it. And they've got this millennials walking by. He's got his headphones on. You know, he's doing his thing. And he walks by the open house sign. Of course, he was not in looking for a house or anything. He just happened to be walking by. He passed the sign, and then he stopped and he turned around and he looked closer at the open house sign and he scratched his head. That's success. That's the first step. That's what the Pickle Lady branding, the image, that's it. People will notice it. It doesn't matter how noisy the world is out there and how many other ads they're bombarded with. There's something about Pickle Lady and the logo, it's a stopper. And we didn't design that. We discovered that. We noticed that people were gravitating toward the idea. It was getting people's interest. People would come to the open house and immediately ask us, what's this thing with the Pickle Lady? And in any kind of market, particularly the real estate market, that's a huge leg up.
People respond to it. They think it's funny. They think it's quirky. And so here's this kid with headphones in, and he sees a big red open house sign. In the middle of it is a big green pickle.
And it confuses him long enough to give me a chance to build interest, you know, and that's how our marketing works.
And so it grabs people.
Yeah.
It just grabs them. And then they're like, what does it mean? And it opens the discussion.
What is that? Yeah.
And it just works.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's an attention getter. It's a separator. It's what makes you unique and a unicorn. And yet, how do you find the comfort level to say this actually has nothing to do with what we're doing, right?
Well, yeah. You know, when we first started, I was very embarrassed, you know, because somebody, oh, that pickle lady. I'm like, you can't remember my name. But you know what? You need to move beyond that and get over it. I drive a van that's covered with pickles.
Yeah.
And so, you know
and
what?
Everyone I don't notices care. It.
You but, have but to get over the embarrassment.
You need to follow up. Once you get someone's yes. attention, there needs to be a follow up and create interest. And so in our website, we've got tons and tons of free information about Prescott and the real estate market here and all that kind of stuff. So it doesn't take them very long once we get the initial click to realize, oh, these guys are good. I mean, there's a lot of stuff here. There's a lot of stuff that I'm interested in here.
Right.
So that's kind of our follow-up, you know?
Absolutely. A lot of times people will say, I don't understand, you know, especially other agents. It has nothing to do with real estate. And now I just say, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I'm just very upfront about it. I said, it doesn't. It doesn't have a thing to do with it. But I love to make pickles. It brings me joy. And I like to give it to people I meet. It's just my marketing.
And it's an association now. Every time that folks are eating either the pickles that you have made or they're eating a pickle, it's something that your branding has put you in, like at the front of their mind,
yeah.
which is tremendous because, yeah, I mean, that's obviously what marketing is all about. Marketing is making people think about you and being front of mind with that. And I guess what you've done though, is you've really simplified it. Like it's not really complicated. It's right. not a matter of we're the low commission people. We're the McDonald's people in which, you know, over 100 billion clients are and just no, we're the pickle lady. We're the pickle brigade. It's, right. it's so simplistic. And yet it works. That's gotta be such a powerful thing for you guys. Simple works. Is that right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's totally. So, we are the pickle lady brigade. We have a pickle logo, a pickle lady logo. We have a pickle brigade logo. All three of us have our own pickle persona. but the marketing message that I send out is pickle lady, pickle lady, pickle lady. I don't want to blend that with pickle brigade. Now there's another word that they have to remember. Instead of one pickle lady, I don't want three up there. We always lead with pickle lady. Because it sticks, and we keep it as simple as possible. The first thing we want to do is to make them remember Pickle Lady, and PrescottPickleLady.com is the website. If they forget that, they can Google it.
Right.
So I'm not trying to get them to remember a whole lot. Just Pickle Lady, that's it.
Yeah. So Diane, how does it feel that you are like you're the front lady for the band, right? You're the lead singer in some ways, and everybody else has the backup role in being part of we're part of the pickle brigade, but the pickle brigade is led by the pickle lady. So how does that feel to be front and center, Diane?
Well, as I said, you know, I'm a middle-aged woman. It feels a little weird. You know what I mean? It feels a little, at first I felt a little silly. I felt a little timid about it. But now, you know, I just embrace it. Hey, I'm a middle-aged lady. I got some extra LBs on me. I drive a pickle van.
Yeah.
It's who I am.
And I tell
just have fun with it, you know?
And not being the pickle lady takes a little bit of getting used to, too. You see real estate agents, they'll have a for sale sign with six agents' pictures on them. I mean, you don't want to do that. There can only be one mouse, right? I tell Janet, look, you're not the mouse, you're the duck. And I have to be Goofy, you know?
He is Goofy.
She's Mickey Mouse, and we have to play our role. You get to be the duck. That's it, you know? And Walt Disney always leads with the mouse, and she's the mouse.
So it's fun. I got people who stop me in the parking lot. Hey, and I kind of forget after a while, I'm driving in this vehicle. People are like, are you the pickle lady?
I'm like,
yes. And they're like, could I have some pickles? And I always have them in the car. Pickles everywhere I go.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. If someone stops and asks about the pickles, the pickle lady, the van, or any of that, let me give you some pickles.
Right.
You just
I will
reach
say.
Inside the van and hand them a jar of pickles. And they're people are thrilled. They're crazy.
Yeah. It's cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cute.
So you actually anticipated my next question, which how much pressure is that, that you always have to have pickles at hand? Because as the pickle lady, you've got to have them in the van. You've got to have them at the open house. You've got to have them in every situation. Like, how much pressure is that?
We're always in production, as I say, because people will call, even clients I've met a year ago, but they're back home and they still haven't decided to move here. They'll call and they're rather sheepish. And they're like, I am coming there eventually, but could I get some more pickles, you know, and that's fine. And I always say, I'm always in production, and I am. And Janet goes down to Phoenix, comes home with these giant 5-gallon, you know, they're all in my closet, and I'm always in production. And then one day's preparing, it takes about a month for them to be ready. And then the next time I'm just jarring. It might take me a day to just jar thousands of jars.
Yeah, that's another piece that we haven't mentioned. The pickles themselves are delicious. I mean, you try these pickles and it's like, oh my God, those are really good. So that's another.
So give
another
me your address. I'll mail
well.
You some
yeah,
after,
I'll send you
after
some
our
pickles.
Podcast.
You bet. I'm consider that done. Well, that was, again, you're leading me right down this. Two things about it. Number one, if you're going to have, and please don't be offended that I use this word. If you're going to have a gimmick, if you're going to have a shtick, it better be good. So the pickles had better be good. But also if it's just shtick, if it's just gimmick, people are going to see through that. So you also need to be a good realtor, a good real estate agent that to make sure that it's not just getting people in the door is one thing, getting your name recognized is one thing, but then providing the service that goes beyond that. I'm assuming that just being the pickle lady is good, but then you've also got to take it to the next level where you're giving people extraordinary service as well. Is that accurate?
100%.
Yeah.
And that's why we work well together, because all three of us have the same work ethic. And that is work 7 days a week. We answer calls 6:30 in the morning. Sometimes we have clients, they're upset, they're crying, you know, they, whatever. We always answer. We're always available. We don't take the weekends off. Some agents, you know, say any offers, we'll answer you Monday. We don't do that. You know, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes though, you know, but we all try to step it up. We're there at
yeah,
any time.
And before we got started in real estate, Janet, our partner, was the best realtor we had ever met. Mm-hmm. And she's astounding.
She sold us our house
here
in Prescott.
And now she is our partner. So that's kind of where we started. And the service is a big part of what we do and value add. We don't just sell you a home. This is mostly a retirement community. We help our clients establish a new life here in Prescott. Mm-hmm. And we hook them up with organizations and people here, and you know we try
to have dinners and introduce them to other people so they can all start to branch out and form their new lives here in Prescott. And that's important to us, very, very important, more than anything else, more than the paperwork, more than the we're going to win this contract. It's really for us as a team, it's about customer service.
It's
100%.
It sounds to me it's about building relationships.
And
I mean, how can you not enjoy a relationship with someone who started off where you're eating pickles together? And that's that makes good sense. And it's the amazing thing, though, that you, and I guess all of us need this reminder. All of us have things that are unique about us. All of us have quirkiness, awkwardness, uniqueness, differentness. And what you're saying is, I'm going to embrace something that is a little bit out there. This is part of who I am. And I'm going to, not only am I going to accept it, I'm going to flaunt it. And I'm going to make this how I'm seen. I'm not embarrassed just to be me. That's a huge thing. And I think that's an encouragement for all of us. It's okay to be you. And it's okay. It's okay to be unique. I was going to use the word weird, and I don't want to hurt your feelings with that.
It doesn't offend me.
Yeah. I think Austin, Texas is a weird city. And the only reason I know that is because we went there once and they have shirts, and the shirts all say, "Keep Austin weird."
Yeah. We lived in Texas. Yes. Yeah, I love it. It's a great absolutely. Logo, right?
Yeah.
Remember it even now.
So, and in doing that, it's the encouragement for all of us. Here's the beauty of this. And that is, I'm sure that there is someone else who is this, trying to be the pickle lady somewhere else. Okay. Someone else who's trying to steal your shtick, but they can't because they're not you. And, they can go be someone else. They can be the banana pepper lady, or they can be whatever it is, but it's the encouragement to find out, to find your place, to find your niche, to find yourself, and then just to be that.
You just have to be authentic with yourself.
Yeah.
You just have to roll with it. In the beginning, I was like, this isn't very professional. I should be a professional. But I'm going to be honest, that's not who I really am. I mean, I like to have fun. I like to joke a lot.
And it doesn't work for everyone.
Right.
And I always say it's as important to repel the people that you don't want to do business with as it is to attract the ones that you do. And it works, because people that we would not want to work with, they are very much repelled by the whole pickle lady thing.
They think it's silly.
Which is fine, because we don't want to talk to them.
That is very true. It helps us weed out. We want to work with the people with the same kind of mindset as we have. It makes for a better transaction. It makes for a smoother transaction. It makes for a pleasant transaction for all parties involved. If I have somebody who's a real stickler and a real serious person, and I don't want to talk about these pickles, we're probably not going to work well together. We aren't. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they're going to be high strung.
Yeah. And it's such a fine line to walk, because there are people out there who say, like, I want to sell a house to everybody. I want to work with everybody. I want to do business with everybody. And you're like, hey, you know what? I want to be so busy that I only have to work with the people that I want to work with, or I only want to work with the people who align with my values. And that is awesome. And that concept, Randall, that you mentioned of kind of having this branding and having this persona helps to sift through who's a good fit for you and who's not a good fit for you. Let me just ask this. How do you differentiate between prospective clients and people who just want free pickles?
Well, I'm not sure that we do. I don't know. I guess we probably do have some people that just hit us up for pickles.
But, yeah, we do have, when we've had open houses, I'll see repeat people coming through the open house. And I'm like,
Yeah.
Most people, though, are pretty genuine and just appreciate it. And they do follow up, and they do come through. We do get people who are just, looky-loos, looking for some free, some free swag, right. Some free pickles.
Yeah.
But that's okay, too.
Our approach is very slow burn. When we first started real estate, I remember the concept that they kept pounding on us was speed to lead. Oh, you need to answer the phone within 30 seconds, and you need to call people back within a minute, and all this other kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Most people will buy real estate at some point or another. And we want them to think of us when they reach there. If they aren't there when they meet us, that's fine. We get people that, came through town 3 years ago, and they call us up and they say, now's the time. And that's the business. So, if they've got hit us up for a few jars of pickles, chances are somebody's going to ask them about the pickles at some point.
It happens all the time.
It's a viral thing. So we're fine with that.
People have gone to dinner parties and they're like, they pulled out your pickles. And they're like, oh, that's the pickle lady.
That's the pickle
lady. We haven't even worked with them ever. But they had gotten a jar, they put them out, and then my friend was like, I know the pickle lady. So it grows. And then if they have a jar and they might have a friend who's looking for a house, then they'll say, hey, call this lady or call this team. You know, it just kind of, like you said, it's a slow burn.
And then we have a huge thing. We've got a section on our website we call the Prescott Relocation Center. And when I say there's tons of information, there's tons of information. Like all the restaurants in town and events that, and we do this weekly video. So if they go to the website, the videos are a lot of fun. We have people that they watch it religiously every week, even though they've already bought their house. So that's kind of part of the follow-up as well. If they go to the website that's listed on the pickles, there'll be a lot of helpful information there and they'll have some fun, you know?
Right. And, you know, I always feel like any jar we give away, it leads to something else, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a business deal, whether it's another client they pass us on to. I don't think any free pickle jar goes to waste.
Thousands of years from now, archaeologists will find these pickle jars.
And honestly, the heart is in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's so interesting to me because I had Donna Kozik on, who is a book coach, and she talks about books as being a big business card, okay? Where when you give somebody a book, it's much less likely that they're going to throw a book away than they are a business card. And no doubt you have your own collection of business cards that eventually you throw away or get lost or whatever happens with them. But a jar of pickles is so much the same way, that no one's throwing away a jar of pickles, and it's going to be sitting on your kitchen shelf. You're going to see it when you go by, when it's being served, whatever it is. And it's also possible that when you're planning your meal, it's like, oh, we're doing a cookout. Don't forget to have the pickles. As kind of the last question on this, where did you get the pickle recipe from? Is this like a handed down from your family, or where did it come from?
Well, I can't reveal all the secrets, but actually it was a neighbor in Mandeville, Louisiana. We're from Louisiana originally. We're from New Orleans. So this was a neighbor, and she made them for Christmas. And she invited me over. Do you want to see how to make them? I'm like, sure. I'm not interested.
Well, it started with a Christmas gift. She gave us the pickles. We put it on the shelf. Neither of us were real pickle people. So it sat there for 6 months, and we're cleaning out the pantry.
Yeah.
And I told her, you know, well, before we throw them out, we should really try the girls' pickles, you know. So we opened it up and we figured, well, oh, yeah, we tried your pickles, and I was going to pitch the jar. But like I said, this recipe is really good. So 6 months after, it's like June, she goes down the street and says, we just tried your Christmas pickles. Can you give me that recipe? That was amazing.
So she taught me how to make them. It's a long process. It's a kind of an involved process. No, I don't grow the pickles.
No,
I hear this all the time. People are like, do you grow your own cucumbers?
No,
I'm not that. I don't have that time for that. But, you know, they're doctored up dill pickle slices. It takes about a month to ferment and everything, and then we jar them. But I have done it for 30 years now. I used to give them out at Christmas, and now we do it with the business. Yeah. So
beautiful. Listen, Randall and Diane, thank you so much for being here. This has been, it's been a fun interview, but it's also been informative for brand building and for, you know, just really embracing yourselfness and using that as a way to build your business. So you mentioned this already, but if folks are interested in learning more about you guys, what's the website again?
Probably the easiest one to remember is pickle411.com. Whether you're a buyer or seller, it'll ask you which way you want to go. And we have lots of stuff for both. If you're just interested in the city of Prescott, finding out more, you go to Pickle 411, you'll find our Prescott Relocation Center, our weekly wind downs. It's all there.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me, what is the weekly wind down?
The weekly wind down is a video that we do. We issue a video every week. Usually it's Diane and me. Sometimes it'll be Diane and Janet. Sometimes it'll be Diane and whoever.
We mix it up.
Yeah, we mix it up. And
whoever's available.
We cover what's going on in Prescott, what's going on in real estate, different events around. We review restaurants, talk about Ways that you can get more money for your house and, stuff like that.
So it's kind of a mixture of slice of life here in Prescott, what it's like, and also covers real estate topics.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if that was the same as the video you were talking about before, but it sounds like that's your weekly video and it's a lot of fun.
It's just a little mixture.
Fantastic. Listen, you guys have been wonderful. It is now time for three questions to establish your humanity. Are you guys ready for these?
Yes. I'm gonna take a calming breath and dig deep. Let's go.
All right. What was the last movie that you either went to or that you watched together?
One that we went to was Knives Out.
That's how long ago.
Before COVID.
Before COVID.
And they shut everything
down. The one that we just watched with the Amy Adams.
Oh, the Lady in the Window.
Lady in the Window on Netflix. Yes.
All right. Excellent. Randall, what was your review?
I said Knives Out was better.
Okay.
Knives Out was hilarious. It was a really good movie.
There you go. With real estate and with pickle making, do you have any other hobbies?
No.
Yeah.
Sad to say.
Yeah.
No.
We have three dogs. We have Frankie, who you heard her.
You keep hearing
she
her.
Keeps talking to us, and we have two pugs.
Yeah. Okay.
So our dogs keep us busy.
And our daughters, we see them when we can.
Yeah.
They're right. In LA.
Okay. Well, if Frankie gets a shout out, the two pugs need a shout out too. What are their names?
Violet and Petunia.
I love it. It's no wonder where the theme of the dogs' names came from. That's wonderful. Okay, so this is the only appropriate question then. If you're doing restaurant reviews there in Prescott, if I'm coming to Prescott, what is the restaurant that you say this is where you've got to go because this one gets it gets five pickles?
Pickles.
Well, they got two ways of answering that.
Yeah.
One is like if you want a memorable dining experience, that would be one answer. If you are asking us what's your favorite restaurant that you go to more than any other, that would be a different restaurant.
Yeah.
So
it's a charming one, very charming. El Gato Azul.
El Gato Azul.
It's very charming. It's very
atmosphere is probably the best.
Yeah.
In terms of just
it's unique.
Raw chef power. Atmosphere is probably the best.
Right, so atmosphere for fine dining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's the Blue Cat, is that right?
Yeah.
El Gato Azul.
It's great.
Okay.
We just went there. It's very charming.
So when you go there, what are you getting? What's the dish of choice?
They
do a lot of tapas.
I love their honey.
Goat cheese stuff.
Goat cheese. That's good. Yeah, they do a lot of tapas, but they also have delicious salads and it's very organic.
Prescott has a lot of really good restaurants.
Don't get us started.
For the size we are, it's astounding how many good restaurants.
La Bruzza's is a good one.
Yeah, La Bruzza's.
Tapas, Rosas. I mean, we could, we're big foodies.
Okay, so this is something anyone who has listened to the show for a long time will know this, that we do three questions every time, and one of the questions always relates to food. So I'm right there with you. Food.
I appreciate that.
Food. I think food is like my love language or something, but
yeah.
I digress. Listen, Randall and Diane Bro, thank you so much for being here as part representing the Pickle Lady and the Pickle Brigade. Tell Janet we missed her, but that she is as important a part of the team as like the rest, all of the pips were to Gladys Knight. Okay.
Absolutely. That sums it up perfectly.
All right.
Can I say one thing real quick?
Sure.
Because I didn't say this, I'd like to give a shout out to my daughter. She's the one who did the design of the Pickle Lady.
Oh yeah.
Our daughter, the Pickle Lady Brigade. She drew the character.
What's your daughter's name? She's
Adeline
Grobe. So Adeline, big shout out to you. Big props on the logo. And so thank you for doing that. Hey, to all my listeners, thank you for being here today. I hope that you have had as much fun today as I have. And if you are thinking about moving to Prescott, by all means, check out Pickle 411 and the Pickle Lady and the Pickle Brigade. I will remind you, as always, that when you stop learning, you stop living. Have a great day, everybody.